Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined for my weekly conversation with the Perry Chamber of Commerce by Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you as always for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So first of all, we want to talk about the sesquicentennial planning a little bit more because it's getting closer and closer and there's another meeting coming up soon, correct?
That's right. So we have monthly meetings on the fourth Tuesday of each month. So this one being on Tuesday the 26th. They're always at 5:30 at the Towncraft Center upstairs meeting room. And those are open for anyone to come to the meetings to help out. So whether you're interested in celebrating various history pieces for Perry or getting involved with planning some activities, those meetings are open to anyone. And so we encourage everyone to come out for those, or if they're not able to make it to an evening meeting, connect with us and we can go from there. But planning is very much underway. We've got some of our big events like the music just about tightened up, and then we're working on some of the finer items like tours and other smaller activities that are going to be still just as important as the larger ones to make it an overall weekend event. And then, of course, we'll be working on fundraising and things like that. So some of those events and activities leading up to it, working on planning for that. We've got our theme, so working on some kind of imagery for a logo, for t-shirts and challenge coin and things like that. So just lots of little details that come together, and with a great group of volunteers that are coming together from all walks of life here in Perry.
Absolutely. The sesquicentennial celebration is the 4th of July weekend, correct?
That's right. Yep. So we'll have our regular 4th of July celebration and activities at Pattee Park with the parade and fireworks and things like that. And then we're adding on for a larger extended weekend event. So Friday, Saturday, having additional music and activities could overflow into Sunday still. We're still working out some of those details. But yes, for July 4th, 5th, 6th, and maybe 7th, we'll have our sesquicentennial celebration.
All right. Now, the official beginning of the 4th of July fireworks fundraising begins with the pie auction at the annual banquet, and that's coming up soon as well, correct?
That's right. So we've set our date for our annual dinner celebration that does kick off our fundraising efforts with the pie auction. It's also a chance for us to recognize a couple of annual awards. So that is a great time to, as chamber members or as community members, to come together and celebrate some great things happening in Perry, and then, of course, get us kicked off for that major fundraising effort. So the dinner itself will be on Tuesday, April 2nd at 5:30 p.m. at La Poste again this year. Great location to host that celebration. And so we'll be doing that and having the two awards, the Business of the Year and the Volunteer of the Year awards. And like you said, doing some pie auction fun.
All right. Are you right now taking nominations for those two awards?
We haven't quite rolled that out, but we definitely will very shortly so that we have a solid month to get nominations and go through that process. But it'll be here before we know it, so we'll definitely need to get that out there very soon.
For sure. We'll talk more about that later, I'm sure. The member meeting is coming up as well, correct?
That's right. So separate from the annual dinner celebration, we have an annual meeting for any member to attend. So that's really more of the sit-down meeting to kind of go over 2018, recap highlights of financials and things like that, just so that people feel in the know for those kinds of conversations. So it should be short and sweet next Thursday, February 28th at noon. So we invite any member to participate in that, and we'll give a recap of 2018 and kind of look forward to 2019. So some overlap between the annual meeting and the annual dinner, but one's more kind of formal meeting with minutes and the other one is more of a dinner celebration casual.
Absolutely. Before we move on, I also want to kind of go back a little bit and talk about some events that happened somewhat recently. Starting with the chocolate walk, we forgot to say something last week about the winner of the chocolate walk. What can you tell me about that?
Yes, so not quite a raffle that they're paying to enter, but doing a drawing. So we encouraged folks, if they had bought a ticket and went around to all of the places, or not even all of the places, we encouraged folks to turn in their tickets at the Hotel Pattee so we could kind of just see how many actually finished the walk and things like that. And so we did draw a name from those turned in tickets to win an overnight stay at the Hotel Patti. And that was actually someone from Perry. We talked about last time the kind of proportion of those in and out of town, which is exciting to see as well from those tickets. But the winner for the overnight hotel stay was Marcella Villa here in Perry.
All right. Now, another thing to look back on, sort of, is the Burr ride. You still have some swag left over from that.
That's right. Yes. So we have our typical Burr logo items that are not year specific, but then we do have some leftover shirts from this year. Those are $17 to $19, depending on size. And then we do have some shirts from last year that are $10. So if you're looking for a fun Perry-related Burr shirt, we've got those there at the office. Feel free to stop in sometime. Those will eventually get discounted, but not yet. We'll wait till kind of middle of the year when we start working on next year's things. But we have had a few questions about that, whether we have them or not. And so I thought that would be good to let everyone know.
Absolutely. Well, one last thing that I want to ask you about here today, something that's near and dear to my heart because it's a group that I'm involved in. That's the Ambassadors Group, and kind of past its 1 year anniversary for when it was formed. So what can you tell me just about the Ambassadors Group to encourage them to give it a try?
The Ambassadors Group is kind of a subset group of our chamber membership as a whole. So we've got anyone can be, any business, any individual organization could be a member. But for those that want to be a little bit more active and engaged in various things that the chamber does, can be a chamber ambassador. So what that means is that we do meet on a monthly basis to kind of keep up to date with what's going on, kind of part of a planning process and the input there. But then this extra group that we call upon to show up for ribbon cuttings and at events if we need volunteers. So it's just another group for folks to be involved with the chamber and what we do and helping hand that way. And then also being in the know with what's going on with some of those dates to keep in mind. So that's been a really great group to have come together on a monthly basis and call upon for our events and things like that. And so we normally meet on the third Thursday at noon, but occasionally something comes up and we can't quite reschedule. But that is open for any chamber member to be more involved. So more of the fun and casual side of things than the chamber board with those meetings. But again, another subgroup that we can call upon and do great things with the chamber.
Absolutely. Well, Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that's it for now. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.